The six women who filed the suit are all state employees. They're challenging the constitutionality of the state's employee benefit program that effectively bars their partners from getting health care benefits. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy says this week's ruling will make the trial less of a free-for-all where numerous parties could present evidence and focus more on his client's claim.
These six Wisconsin couples, all of whom pay taxes and work as hard as their neighbors, are not going to get a chance to prove to the trial court that denying them the same benefits as their coworkers violates the guarantees of equality and fairness in the Wisconsin Constitution.
But the attorney for the losers in the ruling, eight cities and school boards that were demanding the right to participate in the case, says the 4-3 opinion unfairly blocks that effort and ignores the basic issue. Waukesha attorney Michael Dean of the First Freedoms Foundation says the domestic partner definition being challenged is one that affects both state employees and local government workers because all the health plans they can choose from use the same definition that bars same-sex couples.
What we're opposing is a constitutional mandate that forces us and other school boards and municipalities to adopt those benefits even though our constituents do not support them.
But ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy says despite the fact that the cities and school boards can't be official parties to the case, their attorney can still file a friend of the court brief so their voices can be heard. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.